It's Sade with a song that's not as well known as Smooth Operator and Swedish Taboo, but it's a lovely one nevertheless. Hang on to your love. My guest of the day, Patrick Whitney, Dean of the IT Institute of Design, and he's here for a world strategy tour that's set to happen. Lots of exciting developments, lots of stuff that he's noticed and that interests him about India.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
So in terms of design and your collaborative work with Godrejian Boys, just a bit about that, and apparently it's a long-term one with the IT Institute of Design.
We've been working with them for 5 years, where we send graduate students to Godrejian Boys every Christmas for 4 weeks, and they work with Godrejian Boys professionals. We call it an immersion program, where our students are getting immersed in Indian culture, and the Godrejian Boys managers are getting immersed in modern design methods that we teach in our graduate school in Chicago. The projects look at things in daily life, everything from learning to healthcare to transportation to food, and some of these innovations that the students and managers are working on are just now coming to fruition and are being launched.
And another thing that is quite quirky, might I add, is the fact that we have a traditional laundry system, which is our dhobi talao, so to say.
Yes.
And that's another aspect of the World Strategy Tour.
Yes, we want everyone to see all aspects of India and get an understanding deeper than the cliches that we get through the media in the States. We're going to go to the laundry service, we're going to the lunch service, we're going to Darvi, we're also going to the most sophisticated work going on at the Innovation Center at Godrejian Boys. We're also going to hear from leading critics and curators of contemporary art to understand what is happening at the edges of culture in India.
And you yourself believe a lot in heritage and culture being at the forefront of everything, because I'm given to believe that you're a trustee at the Global Heritage Fund.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about your work there.
Well, at the Global Heritage Fund, we fund community development and archaeological restoration in India. We've done work in Hampi and throughout the developing world. Our belief is that we can't lose these cultural heritage sites, but you can't preserve them separately from preserving and helping the communities that surround these sites grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the archaeological artifacts are just sources of cheap income for people if we don't develop the community in ways other than ransacking the archaeological sites.
Mm-hmm.
So we work on both community development and archaeological restoration.
Mm-hmm. More Patrick Whitney right after this is Santana and Rob Thomas with Smooth.